This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Gun buybacks. It's always news when a city has a gun buyback program. And giving people easy cash for old guns seems to excite leftists. In San Luis Obispo, California, where I think I have an affiliate, though, the police department has a new twist on what's become of an old idea. Instead of cash, they'll give people food. Or more accurately, gift cards for food for their guns. This is, in fact, the perfect metaphor for Joe Biden's America. It's a place in which the government policies are so bad that people are desperate for food, and the government is still desperate to disarm its citizens. And we get this from the San Luis Obispo Tribune. San Luis Obispo Police Department is trying a new approach on getting unwanted guns out of the area. Trade those guns for groceries. They're going to host their first ever Groceries for Guns buyback on October 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the City Corporation Yard parking lot on 25 Prado Road. The department says the event is meant to incentivize residents to assist in creating a safer community by reducing the number of firearms in the community. Which is a stupid See, the problem is not the fact that there are guns in the community. The problem is that criminals have guns in the community, and that criminals go out and they go after people, and that's a problem. That becomes a problem. Yeah, I've got KPRL, 1230 a.m. in San Luis Obispo. I see you out there. And you guys have a gun buyback. In addition to an attractive flyer, that's how the police are touting the event. Do you have guns you no longer want in your home? The San Luis Obispo Police Department is hosting a gun buyback event Saturday, October 1st, 2022, at the San Luis Obispo Corporation Yard parking lot, 25 Prado Road. Turning in guns you no longer want or help, or no longer want or need, helps reduce the risk of gun violence, accidental discharges, domestic violence, gun theft, and suicide in your community. Grocery store gift cards will be provided for each gun turned into SLOPD at this event. I get that the cops want less guns. I understand it. Fully. I do. I fully understand it. I don't understand, of course, that the police want law-abiding citizens disarmed. I don't get it at all. I mean, just a few days ago, two Georgia deputies were killed in cold blood after they tried to serve a warrant. There have already been 47 officers shot to death in 2022, and the year's only three quarters of the way over. And this could go over the 62 officers shot last year. And in 2019, the last year before the world went mad, 51 police officers were shot to death. Yet the flip side And we now have a new number to work off, 1.7 million. 1.7 million with 82% of the time not shooting somebody, but 18% of the time having to shoot somebody. And 1.7 million people use their guns offensively against criminals or abusive partners or robbers or someone just looking to kill or rapists or kidnappers or whatever. So in other words, when citizens are unarmed, a percentage of them will face risks every bit as extreme as those the police face. In fact, it will be worse because they are not law enforcement. No. No. They are, in fact, just people. Even in the best of times, being a police officer is a very dangerous job. And being on the receiving end of a criminal's gun is every officer's nightmare. But their instinctive drive to get more guns off the street has reduced them to bribing law-abiding citizens to give up their guns, even as the criminals who threaten both the police and the innocent, parentheses, disarmed citizens just keep going and going like Energizer bunnies of murder and mayhem. And that's where the problem comes in. Meanwhile, the leftists have made no secret about their fanatic desire to disarm all of us. And they hate the Second Amendment. They do not care about or may even be inspired by the fact that the greatest killers in history aren't criminals, but are instead armed governments against their own disarmed citizens. And while when police encourage people to give up their arms, they are consciously or unconsciously abetting the still theoretical but always possible beginning of a leftist killing spree. Now, what's so ironic in 2022 about police aiding leftists and taking citizens' guns is that in San Luis Obispo, the enticement to disarm is springboarding off the fact that Biden's economic and transportation policies are leaving people hungry. See, while I get out here and I do my very level best to bring to you as much of the pro-Second Amendment stuff that I can, there's also too many other things that are out there that are working in concert to try to take away your freedom. Right now we have inflation, we have unemployment or underemployment because of COVID, we have a broken supply chain that means people can no longer afford to feed their family. They will sell their means of self-defense to fend off famine, but people, you know, like most people don't have a room full of guns. So this is a short-term fix, if you will. It is not a real fix at all. And they'll sell their means of self-defense. And this is Biden's America brought into perfect relief by the San Luis Obispo police. The police should never, ever, 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 ever look at the law-abiding and think to themselves that we are the enemy. We are not the enemy, men and women of America's police departments and law enforcement organizations. We are the harbingers of law and order. The reason your job is no more dangerous than it already is because most of us support you, believe it or not. Most of us do not intend to ever come up on you and draw a weapon on you, ever. Ever. We actually like peace. And we support law enforcement. So, getting out here and you know, passing out grocery gift cards. I'm sure there will be, I would love to know on October the 2nd what they take in. Because normally with these things, what you find is that a lot of people turn in a bunch of junk. And I want to see how much junk gets turned in. But we'll see. We will definitely see how much junk gets turned in when the time comes. And we'll see how good San Luis Obispo does. And to the people of KPRL in San Luis Obispo, California, well, this is not a good thing for you. Believe me, it is not a good thing to have this kind of thing happening, for law-abiding people to be disarmed. It is never a good thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, which I have the Bill-proof project sitting down there in a box right now. I need to get with my guy, Bob Gotts, and actually go build this gentleman. I'm very anxious to see how this thing's going to shoot. I had to go get a pistol grip. They sent everything but the pistol grip, which that would have been silly to build it all out and not have the pistol grip. But I digress. Stay tuned for that. If you're interested in the YouTube channel Lock and Load Radio 1, stay tuned for that. We are in the middle of a national crisis of confidence in the FBI. Following all these years of revelations that they have repeatedly abused their powers to rig elections for Democrats, and this latest thing, which I have talked about once, and I can't remember if I talked about it here or not, probably not, about the newly public documents display this other abuse of power. Daily Caller reporter Gabe Kaminsky obtained some documents that the FBI in the past has secretly pressured an unknown number of Americans to sign away their constitutional right to bear arms without being convicted of any crime in a regular court of law. Another constitutional right. Now that, in and of itself, is definitely troubling. But it does get worse from here. Now, the mere fact that there's an existence of a form that FBI employees have reportedly pressured Americans to sign after appearing at their doors, it was uncovered after a legal battle to get the FBI to answer an open records request from Gun Owners of America. Now, Robert Olson, I've met him once before. I met him at SHOT Show in 2020, as a matter of fact. He said, the people targeted with these forms are not otherwise prohibited persons and have not committed any actual crime with which they can be charged. Now, the FBI claims that they discontinued the use of the form in 2019. But the obtained records show the FBI used the form to deprive American citizens of their natural rights outside the constitutional mechanism of a proper trial in U.S. courts at least 15 times. And Kaminsky writes that the FBI declined to identify any statutory justification for the form. Now, several of those the FBI pressured into signing were investigated after being reported as making threats of violence on social media. And this is a thing about the good fight as we fight it, right? This is the thing about this. You never, ever, ever want to get out there and telegraph in writing any thoughts or processes or plans that you may have regarding it, you know, if things get kinetic. The rationale of big tech companies that control what Americans can see online used to ban those who say men can't become women, including federal senior editor John Daniel Davidson. They consider disagreeing with their views to constitute violence. So if you disagree their view, you are violent. In the United Kingdom, people have been visited by police for disagreeing with leftist gender ideology. And in Finland, a member of parliament has been prosecuted in court for quoting the Bible on homosexuality. The Biden administration has also defined many common political views of conservatives as domestic terrorist threats. I mean, remember his Nazi speech where he basically said that 74 million people that voted for Trump were domestic extremists, or in other words, a terrorist threat. A 2021 Department of Homeland Security memo gives as examples of domestic violent extremism views shared by tens of millions of Americans, including supporting only legal immigration, raising concerns about mass mail-in balloting, and objecting to COVID lockdowns. Half of independent voters and 68% of Republican voters think the FBI and the Department of Justice are corrupt, according to a poll out 2 weeks ago. I don't know how much they care about that, nor do I care how much they care about that. The FBI whistleblowers recently told Congress that the Biden administration is demanding they reclassify cases as domestic extremism to pad their numbers and inflate this threat. Now, this is only one of a cascade of recent public disclosures demonstrating the federal law enforcement agency's mass corruption. One of the problems, and one of the things that a lot of people have conjecture about, and I talked about this yesterday, is why we're going after Trump with these documents, and what documents are there, and when this special master gets a hold of them and brings to light what they actually are, if some of these are about the Russian collusion hoax and the FISA court hoax and a few of the other hoaxes that the FBI was running, and especially the part where they were trying to stop the, you know, stop the election of the president in 2016, this is going to be very embarrassing for the FBI. And classifying documents. So, I'm sure there's some out there right now that think to themselves, well, you know, the government classifies documents to keep us safe. And they classify documents to keep us from being afraid. This is why we don't know about how many aliens have visited and about the other alien cultures that we know about that they only know about. And these documents are classified. But this is not the same thing. These documents were classified to keep the FBI, the DOJ, CIA from being embarrassed. And from the outcry that's going, the outcry that's going to come is inevitable. All they are doing is delaying the inevitable. They cannot keep this up. This will turn into something where it's going to be so bad for them that they're not going to know what to do. But I know what to do. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. And for right now, you know, there's people out there saying, you can't possibly mean to defund the FBI. Well, if we're not defunding them, we need to fire most of them. We need to fire all of the guys that are in charge of policy. We definitely need to be doing that. We have to do something to get rid of this corruption, because this is not something that we should be sitting back and having to deal with. This is not one of those things. They should be doing something else. They should be doing Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. stuff. That's what they should be doing. Not worrying about me and you. We are not the issue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The consumer price index for August rose 0.1% for the month, despite predictions of a slight decline. On the year-over-year basis, the CPI jumped 8.3%. King Charles III is in Belfast, Northern Ireland, as part of his tour of the United Kingdom following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Addressing local leaders, King Charles spoke about the Queen's affection for Ireland.
I'm here today at a time of great personal sorrow as we mark the death of my beloved mother after a life most faithfully dedicated to the duty to which she had been called.
A Twitter whistleblower is continuing to testify before a Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I talked about this briefly yesterday as well. The credit card companies have been under mounting pressure for some time to single out customers for purchases at firearm stores. So they have a new four-digit merchant category code, and they will now characterize any purchase at gun stores, regardless if the purchases are of firearms or not, as separate from other shopping. So this is not exactly the pinpoint accuracy that they are looking for. I'm sure this is not the last we're going to hear of this, though. But, you know, I digress. If the credit card companies deem any of those transactions suspect, they're going to report them to local law enforcement. And, well, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. I don't know how they're going to try to figure that out. Visa, MasterCard, and Amex have all adopted the new standards on Saturday, shortly after the International Organization of Standardization, or ISO as they're called, which is known for setting standards for Western business transactions, approved the change regarding gun store purchases on Friday. Their decision came at the behest of anti-gun activists and Democrat lawmakers, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, who just 1 week prior demanded financial CEOs be their eyes and ears when it comes to certain types of suspicious activities, including straw purchases and unlawful bulk purchases that could be used in the commission of domestic terrorist acts or gun trafficking schemes. Which, by the way, is an impossibility. You can't look at somebody coming in unless they're wearing a name tag that says Blood, President of the Bloods, you know. How are you going to know? That's an impossible thing. But, you know, this is lawmakers for you. They go for the stupidest targets. She wrote, mass shooters have repeatedly financed deadly massacre using credit cards. I didn't know that. And bank CEOs need to step up to save lives. Financial institutions and payment networks such as Visa, MasterCard, and American Express can and should do everything they can to help law enforcement prevent some mass shootings by identifying suspicious gun purchases through the implementation of this new code. Now, once again, like all things that the gun-grabbing community does, this is limited because what if you decide to pay cash? Herein lies the rub. This can be defeated by simply paying cash. Now, even before the Democrats decided to do this, Amalgamated Bank President and CEO Priscilla Sims Brown demanded financial institutions surveil the firearm industry using merchant category codes. And her initial plea to the ISO in June 2021 was rejected based on recommendations from Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. But since Amalgamated Bank, the largest union-owned bank in the U.S., works closely with the ISO, it was no surprise that shortly after Brown's ongoing push to make credit companies the big brother of gun sales was once again amplified by corporate media in June of 2022, the ISO decided to adopt the new recommendations less than 3 months later. And as Federalist senior legal correspondent Margot Cleveland noted in her previous coverage of MasterCard and Visa, academic research suggests that disrupting the sale of illegal goods through the payment networks of MasterCard, Visa, and their partner banks appears more effective than legal action. And that's because both Visa and MasterCard can punish banks out of doing business with entities that the credit card companies classify as illegal or problematic. So this is sort of the same thing as choke point. And that's likely why even Democrats outside of Congress, including New York Attorney General Letitia James, celebrated involving credit card companies in their push to crack down on gun buyers and sellers as a big victory. Now, gun rights groups and you know, this is the thing about these things. They're never done. They're never over just because they are implemented. It is it can be quite problematic. It's always sort of an irritant. NRA, Second Amendment Foundation, they've all condemned the credit card giants for caving to the Democrats and banks' attempts to regulate law-abiding gun sellers and buyers using corporate America. The NRA spokesman said in a statement, the ISO's decision to create a firearm-specific code is nothing more than a capitulation to anti-gun politicians and activists bent on eroding the rights of the law-abiding Americans one transaction at a time. This is not about tracking or prevention or any virtuous motivation. This is about creating a national registry of gun owners. Now, there are a few things that could happen from this, and it's really easy and short to list, depending on where you are. Like, I'll give you an example. So I was talking in the last hour about three guns I picked up yesterday and two guns I picked up today. And three of them came from Taurus for me to evaluate and test and film. And if I have my way, I'm going to keep them too. And two of them came from Staccato. And I'm keeping those. But the thing is that because I am a concealed carry permit holder in South Carolina, I do not go through background checks. So all they know is all that can be seen is that I actually signed for these. There's not even, there was no purchase involved in these, right? So, I don't know what they're going to find out about it, and I don't, you know, as far as some of this stuff, On the one hand, I would say to you, well, I don't really even care, but at the same time, it's interesting to, it's very interesting to watch what they try to put in place, but this is all going to boil down to, how much pushback are they going to get, and there will be banks out there, and there will be credit cards out there. There will probably be a new credit card out there saying, we won't track your purchases. Because if they're going to track this, the other thing they're going to track later on down the road is, what if you decide to buy gasoline when we should be going to electric cars? We need to be looking at all of these people that are out there in the world buying gasoline, because we got to save the world. And what about meat? You know, they want us to go to a plant-based, protein-based, nice cricket slug sort of diet. And they don't want you to have a Big Mac. And what if you go and you pay for your, you know, now you've got to pay at a kiosk at McDonald's. They might have hastened their own demise by going all electronic and stuff. And, you know, the cashless society. This is why you could never go cashless. This is why we could never go cashless. It's a very simple thing. What they want to do and what they want to see is they want to see being able to control every money, every dime you spend. And you better not buy something that's not good for you. Owning a gun is not good for you because you might kill yourself. That's their mindset. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. But at the same time, it's also sort of stupid. It's always sort of stupid. Gun control is a very stupid thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Recently, you know, how would you like to be a gun control activist? And then you sit around and you're all happy and everything, and you're just so thrilled that one of your babies has been out there and put in place, and there's a part of it that surprisingly has not actually been implemented. Now, and this particular pilgrim, he shouldn't really be shocked. It's impossible to enforce part of Washington State's I-1639. And what is surprising to me is the fact that one of the people behind it apparently had so little interest in how the laws he fought to put in place were being enforced that he was completely oblivious to the fact that one of the ballot initiative's major components is still inactive 4 years after the referendum's passage. One of the provisions of I-1639 are on the books, well, most of them are, and they're all being challenged in court. One part of I-1639 has yet to be fully enacted. A directive for state officials to figure out how to conduct annual background checks on every current owner of a handgun or semi-automatic rifle in order to make sure they're still legally able to possess them. What they want is they want this to be a constant process. Now, I suppose the mandate of the referendum has been met, technically. State officials did investigate what it would take to conduct those annual checks, but found out it's virtually impossible to do without putting even more gun laws into place. And they cite a host of barriers to the new law, like the cost of administering it, and more significantly, logistical barriers like the absence of a registry or database that tracks firearm owners. Officials note they wouldn't be able to access a key background check database maintained by the FBI that is used whenever an individual buys a gun. In July 2020, the Department of Licensing, which was tasked with developing a cost-effective and efficient process to conduct annual checks, concluded that such a program was not feasible under the current system. In an email this month, the Office of Governor Jay Inslee said the legislature would likely need to weigh in on annual checks on gun owners. There's a rationale for being able to determine if a person is disqualified from possessing a firearm after purchase. It's important, wrote Inslee spokesman Mike Falk in an email. The issue is that there is not a way to legally conduct the check under our current system. And the governor would welcome the opportunity to work with the legislature to identify a viable path forward to conduct these checks. Couple of problems. Let's look at these. Even if a state official could access the NICS system for those checks, the system doesn't show what type of firearm someone bought at retail. In order to get that level of specificity, lawmakers would have to impose a gun registration requirement since Washington State doesn't have any sort of state-level registry in place. You'd think all of this would be common knowledge for the gun control activists, especially those who were behind I-1639. But one organizer was apparently taken aback to learn that this provision still isn't being enforced. And I'm talking about Paul Kramer. The citizen sponsor of 1639 said he was surprised and somewhat disappointed that annual checks had not been put in place. He wasn't aware of the failure to implement them, he said, until Crosscut reached out. He said, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing for us collectively to be doing. Whose son was injured in the 2016 shooting at Mikotillo House Party that helped spur 1639. I think it moves us toward a safer society, a safer public in general. Now, I suppose if you think that coming after me, who didn't do anything to your son, is a way to prevent crime, I guess you might think it's actually effective. But gun control is not actually effective at preventing violent crime. That's, not a logical choice. In reality, though, California maintains a list of individuals who are prohibited from owning guns, but are still believed to possess them, but still have a backlog of more than 26,000 cases. Even if they could get their system up and running, there's no guarantee that local, state, and law enforcement resources would be dedicated to taking guns out of the hands of prohibited possessors. And that's largely a moot point, because the folks who've been looking at this issue all seem to agree that implementing this particular provision of I-1639 would be cost prohibitive. In July 2020, the date by which the new check should have been developed, the State Department of Licensing instead concluded that there was no cost-effective and efficient way to handle annual rechecks. It recommended reevaluating when Washington's new centralized gun purchase background system comes online in 2024, according to a copy of its recommendations to the legislature. One big logistical reason is because background checks are centered on the purchase of a gun using the applications filled out when buying the gun. The Department of Licensing keeps some of that information from those applications on file, but neither Washington State nor the federal government keeps actual records on who owns guns. I mean, all these things we talk about the de facto registry and everything else, it's actually still quite the logistical nightmare. If an individual moves out of state, if they pass away, if they no longer have a firearm, we don't know that. This according to Bo Pershbacher, legislative and policy director for the department. And so thinking about a recheck, you're potentially doing a recheck on someone that doesn't live here or that's not alive. And you're talking about millions of records that local law enforcement would have to search, and the cost of that was a major consideration. And given the fact that violent crime has increased since the passage of I-1639, I say even the portions of the referendum that have gone into effect haven't had any positive impact. But it's also worth noting that the unfunded mandates and bureaucratic black hole that I-1639 is and attempted to impose on law enforcement across the state, especially since neighboring Oregon has a ballot initiative of its own coming up this November that promises to do the same. I mean, that's where the problem arises. And listen, I'm all for stopping crime, if we can stop crime. Unfortunately, we are not precognitive. You know, we're not precogs. We can't sit out here and go, oh, that person's going to commit a crime in just a minute. Look at them. They don't even know they're about to do it, but it's about to happen because I can see it. This is not the way of life. This is not the way things occur. Getting out there and going after people that are never going to commit a crime. You know, when they get out there and say, oh, okay, well, listen, you know, most of you gun owners are old white guys, okay? I'm in. I'll play this stupid game with you. How many old white guys go out and carjack? How many? How many old white guys? And there may be some. I don't know. But, I mean, after there's a certain point where we reach a certain age where certain crimes become sort of difficult to do just because of the physical nature of them. You know, most of the old people that I know that I read about using guns are somebody's coming in their window and they shoot them as they come in. They're defending themselves. So getting out there, though, and profiling me or you because we have guns is silly. It is absolutely silly. It does nothing to stop crime. They're not in it to stop crime. They're not in it to stop crime. And this guy, all these guys that are got the recheck. What a stupid... Well, that just tells you right there, background checks are no good. They are absolutely no good. They do nothing. Nothing at all. So why do we have them? I had to go through one today. Well, I didn't have to go through a background check, but I had to fill out the 4473 with all of its new questions and new things I have to check and everything in an attempt to make it to where I mess up and commit a crime because I didn't check this box or I didn't check that box or I didn't fill in this box. And the problem is, after you fill out as many of these things as I have, you're not going to mess up. That's just not going to happen. So, hey, good luck to them. And too bad for you, Mr. Kramer. Sorry to hear that happened that way. Coming up next, hour number three, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.